This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, U.S. shippers able to book another 228,000 bales of Upland net new sales and nearly 30,000 bales of Pima cotton last week. The largest buyers, Pakistan, China, Mexico, and Vietnam. Sales still more concentrated in a handful of markets than most merchants would like to see, but more markets are gradually coming back to the U.S. for cotton. According to Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, PCCA, shipments against sales are strong. 194,000 bales of Upland, 7,400 bales of Pima, and although outstanding sales still nearly 1.3 million, million bales behind last year, accumulated exports of cotton have reached 2.7 million bales versus the 2.2 million at this time last year. Total Pima commitments are at 378,000 bales compared to just over 209,000 one year ago. So overall, U.S. export sales and shipments are on target to hit USDA's 14.6 million bale forecast for the 2020-2021 marketing year. Learn more online at pcca.com, pcca.com. I'm Tony St. James.